scary.
It's Halloween, man. Don't overthink this.
It's Halloween, and this year is going to be super spooky.
Happy Halloween.
Guess what time it is?
Go Cop.
It's Halloween, October 31st. It's here. It's a Friday. What a great day for Halloween to fall on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We've opened up the VIP today, where you can watch the webcast. So if you want to check it out, go to HeidiandFrank.com. We opened it up because, obviously, we celebrate Halloween. We all dress up. And, well, we really came to play today, fellas and ladies. Fella.
Yeah.
Look at you. Heidi, you want to explain your costume?
Well, I'll tell you what, brother. I got up pretty early in the morning. Just kidding. I didn't have to do much.
Yeah, I was like, Heidi, you were supposed to dress up today. You forgot? Nailed it. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, dead celebrity of 2025.
So. Yeah. What? When did he pass away? Do you remember like the month or like this year?
I do not.
Don't remember?
I don't remember.
It was a couple
of July, I think.
Like this summer, right?
It was like June or
so,
July.
Hulk Hogan. Look at that.
That's right.
Has your lady seen you in this yet?
Oh, now, this is the interesting, because I was, you know, you get it piece by piece. I was waiting on a little thing here. I was waiting
What's going on with the music?
Waiting on sunglasses.
Let's drop that.
Waiting on boots. Like, I got... Look at
this. Real American. I'm a real
player.
American.
Oh, okay.
Theme song.
I got wrestling boots. I mean, I want to make sure. And yes, I am that bendy. So you're
seeing
it in real life.
Yeah, look at that.
You're seeing it in real life. Not just in my little closet studio.
I knew Hulk was so flexible.
Oh, I can get them both up and behind my head.
I'll save more it on for
that.
Later.
We're going to do that later. We're just doing baby steps. So I get piece by piece, and finally everything came. So I would try on the one thing, and then I'm like, okay, now I got the stash. I had the bandana. Okay, I need the glasses. I need the boots. So finally, I had it all together. And she goes, "What are you in there doing?" I go, "I was just testing out my Halloween costume." She goes, "Let me see." And I go, "I don't know." And she goes, "Oh, come on, let me see." And then I come out. And first of all, the thing, this onesie is in. It's see through. You can. So,
oh wow.
Well then,
let me look
because
a little closer.
I had to put on like a nude bra and nude panty.
I see it now.
Because I wasn't gonna wear anything, so I was like, "No, I'm gonna just wear the thing." Like, plain.
Yeah.
But she goes, "No, I can see your butt crack, your tattoo,
nipples.
Your lower back tattoo, nipples."
Oh, she's such a party killer.
Isn't she a party killer?
My
I was
God.
Like, who doesn't want to see the Hulk's areola? I mean, come on.
Well, you got nice pecs.
She goes, yeah. There they are.
Can you make him, like, shake like Hulk can do?
Just
like,
do that. Yeah.
Dance. Come on, let's do that. Oh, make him dance, Heidi.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well, I can see your nipples, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're it's cold in here, obviously. Or you just always about 70%.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you got to go to HeidiandFrank.com
right now
and check out the free VIP feed for the day. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I know emo is, like, taking some social media for us, but you really want to watch the show. But go become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. Like I said, today it's free, though. The webcast is open to all so they can enjoy our costumes this Halloween. Emo, who are you representing today?
I am Ozzy Osbourne, but I'm not the typical Ozzy with the round glasses and the dark black hair that people tend to do. I am Diary of a Madman album cover.
Yeah, you went all out with that.
Ripped pants and
blood
everywhere.
Hair looks great.
Teeth, yeah. Headphones are kind of ruining it, but... I have a comb with me, so...
Yeah, you nailed that.
I put it all together. I thought of this literally last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice. She had that in her closet.
And the only thing I bought, I went to the thrift store and got these pants for
$4. So you could cut up.
I didn't want to cut up anything I owned. Everything else I had.
Everything else you had. Looks great,
except
emo.
The fringe
great.
At the last time.
So Hulk Hogan.
She's got tangled fringe.
It's all wrapped up in your hair.
It goes with the look, though.
It does. Very haunting.
Looks like spider webs.
So Ozzy's been represented. Hulk Hogan's represented. And I represent Ace Frehley from Kiss with Spaceman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd let your hair grow out. I kind of like that.
I lived up like half my face. Because my shingles, Doc was like, you probably don't want to cover your shingles. Plus, my eye's still all messed up.
Yeah,
so.
You don't want to mess with that.
But yeah, really, I think did a good job on makeup, this morning.
Your wife
killed
it.
My wife did this morning.
She did.
Got up together and just
amazing.
Totally.
Amazing.
That looks great.
Totally did the, and then they got the spaceman,
Really accentuates your nose. You do have a perfect nose.
I know, isn't it great?
It's great.
You do that.
Not many people have a perfect nose. You do have a perfect nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Rock out, brother.
Yeah. Three, two.
Oh, yeah.
So I represented Hayes Freely.
Nailed it.
Away
well
in the
done.
In the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, not
all. My glasses, though. I'm my glasses back on.
Well, it's Ace Freely getting ready to read.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to read the menu somewhere. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I'll have the chicken fingers.
Ace does seem like a chicken fingers kind of a guy.
Yeah. Aren't we all chicken finger guys? Yes, wigs and mustaches are very uncomfortable.
Jordan, what are you representing today?
Oh, I am filmmaker and TV director, Mr. David Lynch.
Wow, you nailed it.
I mean, you are
you look just like him.
You
really
are a silver fox zaddy, as the kids say.
Zaddy daddy.
Huh? Yeah. You look great.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Nice suit.
I mean, I figured if I had the hair, that's all you really got to do with David Lynch.
Yeah.
You just got to
get the eyebrows. We get to see Jordan without a beard. But Jen gets to see her future. Like, this is a future Jordan Fitzpatrick.
My Patrick Dempsey look?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're only going to get better.
And you're still comfortable in your costume. You know, I mean, it's a suit. I mean,
that's the idea. I mean, I had to get the
normally
suit.
Normally, he's
I don't
in jammies,
typically
Frank,
have
but,
one, but
you know.
I know. My sweatpants don't pair well with the classy upper top.
His most uncomfortable part of the suit is the upper top button. He had that button.
I know.
But other than that, looking good.
Chinese websites don't do good for the ego. I'm a 4X and Chubu.
No, I'm a 4X in China, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that. I ordered a medium. I was like, well, I'm definitely not a medium. I'm Godzilla in China. I guess I'm a 4XL. Great.
Renee, you let us know what you were going to do. Michael Madsen from Reservoir Dogs.
Correct. I am Michael Madsen from Reservoir Dogs, who passed away earlier this year. And even watched the movie, and I practiced his dance right before he cut that cop's ear off.
Oh.
So I brought his ear in.
Oh, look at you.
Nice method.
You look good.
He's got his gun and the ear. Oh, yeah.
You're going to dance all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite? No.
Nice.
You're going to bark all day, little doggy. Are you gonna bite?
That's what he says. We'll edit the first part.
Yeah.
We'll fix it. We're not rolling right now. We're not live right now, are we?
We're not live.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
If you're just now joining us, you want to log on to HeidiandFrank.com. We've opened up the webcast for everybody today. Normally it's a VIP benefit, but you can watch the show today for free. Get a little taster of it, so you can see all of our costumes. Johnny.
Did
you forget it was Halloween?
Well, no, I didn't, because I'm in my Happy Gilmore. This is my...
Uh-huh. So you mean like the franchise that died?
Yeah.
After Happy Gilmore 2?
No. I do have to go get into my outfit real quick.
This
but
is
I
what you wore
I
out.
I wore this because,
the family.
I had to drive here, so...
you didn't want to drive here looking silly? You didn't want to go through a coffee shop drive-thru looking stupid? I'm sorry.
Maybe we can all do a...
What's the problem, officer? I drove like this all the way in.
Was our driving fast, brother?
What's the problem, brother? You WWE fan, brother.
Before I go get into my costume, though, I figure, could we all do shots real quick? Is that
yeah.
We can do? Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Right.
This is like from Happy Gilmore 2.
Happy Gilmore 2, because he drinks out of everything.
A raving alcoholic, so he drank
cheers,
out of
happy Halloween,
where do you
everybody.
Open it? Over here, right
just,
here?
Yeah, just twist the top.
No, twist the top.
I see it.
And don't spill it. It's full.
I got sunglasses on. Can't see anything in the studio, brother.
It's full, so don't spill it. Okay. This twisty and then drinky. Okay.
What's the drink of choice?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Here you go. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
To all the dead celebrities, represented or not.
Ooh, honey.
No.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to go
get it all out of there.
Get into my costume real quick.
Oh, this is you're doing wardrobe changes.
Ugh. Yeah, I got to go do a wardrobe change. Yes. And for the director out there, if you're listening, you're going to want to get on the door when I come back in.
How are we going to know you're coming back in? You're going to wave at me?
I
guess I can't see you then.
I'll yell. Okay, I'm ready. I say, okay, make your entrance.
All right.
So I'll be right back.
All right.
So, Corey. Miss Corey Renee?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Corey.
Who we represent the day?
Okay, I'm going to need a little bit of... Because, you know, when I do my costumes, I like to transform. So, Jordan, if I could have Wish I Didn't Miss You by the ever lovely Angie Stone.
Oh, oh my God.
One second. Corey.
Lord.
Oh, boy. Come on in here. Let's go.
Yeah, come on in with that costume. It's a full thing. You got
to
see it.
Yeah, to be appreciated. Absolutely.
Okay. It took a minute to actually get it off.
She had a hard time getting out of the doorway.
We'll put her on Emo's cam so she can sit there in front of our step.
Come on in here, Angie Stone. Oh, boy. Here she comes. Here she comes.
Let's get the camera over there.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
There we go.
Oh, my God. Right. There we go. A little adjustment. You need to wear that every day.
Oh, my God.
That is hot as hell, girl. Oh, my God.
Look at her. Oh, you nailed it.
My Angie Stone.
Oh, you
right
did.
There.
You totally nailed it.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Little fun fact for Angie Stone, because I know we spoke about her when she passed, but she also has a son with D'Angelo.
Oh, no way.
So definitely shout out to Michael D'Angelo Archer Jr. He's going through a lot right now, having both of his parents.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Well, what a tribute.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
And you are brown sugar,
baby. She's making me feel some kind of thing, brother.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, we came to play today, folks, we don't want you to be lazy this Halloween. You got to go out there and bring it this year like we did.
Oh, it sounds like Johnny's ready.
Johnny's already here. He's ready. That was a quick wardrobe change. We have no idea what Johnny's going to be yet, so let's find out. He's going to be on the same cam.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Look out, Emo. You're right in front of the camera. You're right. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Johnny.
All right, Johnny, what are you?
I'm going to walk over this.
Would your mom pass away?
I am Virginia Vennett, who was in Happy Gilmore, the mom who passed away.
Oh, yeah.
You nailed it.
I'm in her happy place.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop looking.
This is going to haunt me. This is not my happy place.
What's up, Ed Gein?
You have to be. Look at that G-string. You have to be a VIP today. Well, you don't have to be because it's open up to everybody. Go check it out. HeidiandFrank.com. You can get it on your mobile device as well, so you can see all of our costumes. But yeah, Johnny is in full-on thigh-high garter belt lingerie.
Let me squeeze my ear.
Hey, brother!
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah, look at you.
Give the old brush up.
Oh, yeah. She passed away. I forgot about that.
Not that long ago.
She passed away in the movie.
Oh, in the movie. Yeah.
In the movie, she died.
Right.
So I did dead celebrity / pop culture.
No, he did both at the same time. She died in the movie.
Yes.
That is awesome.
There you go.
That is awesome. Are you going to wear that tonight with your goofy kids?
My kids will be absolutely mortified and traumatized for the rest of
the
life.
Oh, they will.
Which is why you should do it.
Yeah, you wanted to make Lucy cry.
I wanted to try this. I haven't tried it on yet. Like, this is kind of like the test run right here.
Oh, really?
You're looking at it.
Is that a Goodwill buy?
What's that?
Is that a Goodwill purchase?
No. This is not. This is an Amazon buy. So
how did you? What size?
Donella.
Do you want to say what size you are?
I'm an extra large.
Yeah.
Nice.
Women's extra large.
Uh-huh. It's kinda loose, though. What about the bottoms?
Probably could have gotten.
You wear it well, though.
Couldn't buy the set, I see. Oh. Had to buy them a la carte.
Yeah, if you're not following us on Instagram yet, at Heidi and Frank on Instagram, then let's get the pictures later. But it is definitely worth opening up your.
It's chilly in here. Can you see my nipples?
I can see your nipples anyway. That's a sheer top, buddy.
Yeah.
It's very sheer. Hey, do I see your nipple rings? You got both of them in right now?
Yeah, here. Shh. I'll give all the VIPs a little flash.
A little pee. Oh! Oh my God!
Wow!
I mean, you could be Ed Gein because he didn't have like the blonde hair.
He put the wig, a little bit.
Just his hair grown out and he grew out a beard.
Listen,
you know?
The beautiful thing about this costume is it is, you know, he can reuse it. Next year, you're Ed Gein.
I asked Heidi if her wife saw her in her costume, and she obviously did. Did your wife see you in yours?
Well, like I said, I had a really good chance to put it on because I wanted her to try it on last night, but my son kept walking into the room. And I go back to your room! Get out of here! Yeah. And he kept walking in, and I was like, there's no way that I could
So you got to work and did it for the first time.
Show up.
As you're rolling up your thigh highs. Get out of here!
Yeah.
We'll watch the game tomorrow night!
Oh, they're fishnets. Oh, yeah. You went all out.
Yeah.
Oh, the shoes.
All right, I guess, did you get pictures of us? So if you want to vote, I mean, who wins Halloween? I don't know. You want to write down your votes for our own individual voting? Or you want to like, let it run for a while?
That's more than a golf ball showing. Yeah. I'm happy when he got completely wasted and really sad that his wife passed away.
If you want to text the show, 818-955-2955, if you're watching, what do you think of our costumes this year? 310 says, is this Johnny's soft launch?
Yeah.
How do I turn off my VIP after seeing Johnny? Stop teasing family. One cannot view without buying subscription. I cannot go outside to card up besides risking my job. No, it's open right now.
It's open.
Just hit play video.
Mm-hmm. Watch live.
Yeah. Like I said, usually it is a subscription only benefit. Hopefully that'll still inspire you to do that. Become a VIP and support the show. It's radio worth watching after all, especially today. Johnny just reused his Donald Trump wig. Oh, is that your Donald Trump wig from last year?
How do you dress as Donald Trump? I don't think.
Well, you could save it.
I could. Uh-huh. I could.
Why didn't Heidi dress up for Halloween? hands down, Johnny wins today. Even though you are a Republican, hats off on the tribute costume.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a theme going all week. I don't know if people noticed. I mean, if you become a VIP, you can go back and you can watch like
the build up
starting
to this.
Starting
doing
on
little
Wednesday.
Easter eggs.
Yeah, it was little Easter eggs here.
I can see your little Easter eggs too in that lingerie.
I gotta say, for trying this on for the first time, you did a quick change. We thought it would be a minute.
I had all of it on before.
Underneath your clothes.
Naughty.
Did you feel dirty?
Yeah, I did.
He's been wearing it underneath all week, too.
That's the Easter egg, just for himself, to get him used to it.
Just break it in.
Yeah. You don't want to
Jenny has full-on white lingerie on. Like, this is the kind of lingerie you would see when your bride-to-be takes her dress off on your honeymoon. Very classy.
And then you never see it again.
We're unable to see the free video today. Somebody else is saying
that. Just click the little TV icon. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. You're going to see a little subscription box pop up. Close that out and hit the little TV icon.
Yeah.
And that'll pop it right up. I just tried it. Works.
There you go. That's how you do it. Jordan looks like Gavin with the good hair.
I don't know what that even means. I kind of feel like on camera, I'm more like instead of David Lynch, more of a David Lunch situation.
David Lunch. I love it. You guys brought it.
That's okay, Jordan. I'm Hulk Hogan.
And the free feed day is how you hooked me to sign up as a VIP.
Oh, there
we
go.
Nice. Well, there you go. So go sign up. If you enjoy watching the show,
just sign up anyways.
You
don't
have to
enjoy it. We don't.
So this is Corey's even more beautiful. Oh, I know. Something about that.
That hair. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, baby.
Johnny looks very comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a bit chilly in here.
Hey, when they says, could Corey please dress like that all next week? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yes, no problem.
Does a quick costume change. Was he wearing it under his hat?
There you go.
Mark. Yes, he was.
I was terrified of getting like in an accident this morning and dying. And then all of a sudden, you know, when the paramedics show up and they have to cut my clothes off for whatever reason, and this is underneath. But at least I explained it to my wife beforehand. So
yeah, that's
she knew,
true. You know what you were doing.
You know, and it's Halloween, so hopefully they would have known.
Yeah.
Anthony says, you all look great, but Johnny took it. Winner, winner, winning. Not a Frank kiss ass, but Frank wins today. I mean, I think if I'd done the whole face, maybe I would have. But, you know, the shingles prevented me from doing the whole face. So, yeah, I was like, I'm just, you know, an Ace Frehley honorable mention over here. I didn't go full on double face, but.
It's fun no matter what.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 818-955-2955. Oh, Crab is obviously watching. Let's see what he has to say about our Halloween costumes. Hey, Crab.
Well, Corey is a dead ringer, so to speak.
It's crazy. Thank you.
Johnny is funny as hell. Like, dude. It's like, oh, my God. You guys are the greatest. Thank you.
Crab's got a chubby right now. Look at Johnny's costume. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh,
so, Johnny, you wore the nude bike. I just have so many. I could just interview you for 4 hours, but I won't. You know. So those are compression bottoms, like a Spanx to tighten everything, everything in?
I figured if I didn't wear these.
Because you're literally flattened.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I have two pairs of underwear on right now, just to hold my junk in, because I was afraid that if I were to be seen around here, like, there's a big window right behind me.
Right.
Yeah. So as soon as, like, one of the bosses walks by, or Nina in HR, I was like, I better have something covering my crack.
Yeah.
So that I can at least claim that I tried.
You did.
To cover up.
You're nailing it. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, is there going to be, I don't know if there's, like, if it's going to be, like, over in the... You know, office part of the building. Is there going to be a costume contest like they used to have?
We're going to do a parade.
They used to have people vote. There is going to be. All right, Johnny, you're definitely showing up for that, right? You have to. I mean,
we'll see.
You have to. I just want to see the look on our HR person's face when you walk out.
Okay, I guess the $50 gift card goes to you, Johnny. No. Get out of here, please. Put some pants on.
I mean, have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you, Crab. Hey, Crab, do you know what you're dressing up as this Halloween?
Myself.
Scary.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it is Halloween today, so if you see a bunch of people running up and down the street in masks, make sure your citizenship papers are in order. Okay. So, yeah, if you're one of those houses that gives out fun-size candy, have fun trying to scrub egg off your siding. Give out full-size candies. Come
full
on.
Full-size, you can afford it.
Yeah, the costumes you're going to see most this year, as far as the top 10 costumes, it's pretty much the old staples. There's nothing, like, really creative coming out of the costumes. I mean, we, you know, had a theme with, you know, honoring dead celebrities.
I like
this
having
year.
A theme. It makes things easier.
Yeah, because, like, oh, for kids, it's number one, Spider-Man. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Then number two is Princess for all the girls. So it's like you're going to see a lot of them. Mm. Then follow
And Johnny,
by.
Some of the boys, too.
You know, then Johnny is a princess.
Yeah. Pretty.
For adults, though, number one is, what do you think? It's a female, well, it's considered a female costume. What do you think is number one costume? Just
Jessica Rabbit.
No,
adult females?
For adult female.
Nurse.
Witch.
I was going to say her cat.
These are just like, this the old staples. Number one for guy, you think?
Firefighter.
No. Firefighter, not top 10.
Number one.
These are like really typical. Dracula. This is an easy bingo card.
Oh, yeah, vampire.
Vampire.
Yeah.
Number one. Mm. Followed by pirate, which could go either way. And cat or Batman. Superman, Ghost, Adam's Family, Zombie, Princess, Star Wars. Those are all the adult top 10. You dressing up your pets this year?
No, I don't do that.
Well, you don't think they like it?
They don't like it.
I mean, they don't. Listen, the only requirement my dogs have is to not... This is for everything else. Everything is taken care of for them. Everything, they're fed, they're handled, everything's taken care of. My only demand is you don't pee in the house. And you stop barking all the damn time. That's it. And they're not nailing it.
They're failing both miserably.
Failing Fs in all categories.
So basically they're just wearing diapers around the house?
Yeah, wee-wee wraps.
They're all dressed as an escaped Halloween spirit monkey.
That's what you did say. They ever find that monkey?
No, that was a different monkey. There was two monkey stories.
There was the
tractor trailer that wrecked, and then five or six monkeys escaped from...
Right.
Being transported from Tulane University, and they said there was a rumor they had AIDS and hepatitis and COVID and herpes. And
who doesn't?
And the Tulane, you know, spokesman is like, "Oh no, that's just a vicious rumor." But if you do happen to see any of these monkeys, shoot them on sight. Which sounds like they had it all. Like you know, like why like would you say that about some monkeys? Like, oh no, they were just being transported to another lab to test.
They're totally
to test
healthy.
Out Tempur-Pedic pillows. Nothing strange happening.
Bet that's
monkeys.
Not what they were doing.
No, shoot them on sight. Oh yeah.
Who left the little crate door open?
Yeah, the number one costume for pets, if you're going to dress up your pet, is a pumpkin. And then the hot dog, I guess for the wiener dog.
Oh, yeah.
Big costume. Bumblebee. A tie between ghost and superhero. Okay. Well, yeah, 1 in 6 people think pets enjoy dressing up for Halloween. I don't know if they enjoy it.
I mean, I know Berry Berry Pup Pup when I have put things on him just for a quick picture. I mean, he just freezes. He's just like, oh, Mike. He's like that kid.
What
just
is
like,
this?
Hurry up and get a picture. This is stupid.
818-955-2955. If you have a costume that you'd like to let us know what you're doing, how creative did you get? I'm going to be a witch. No. I mean, did you get creative this year? Are you... Is there a theme going on? Are you doing a couple's costume that's not typical? Like, you know, not just Fred and Wilma. You're going out as something different this year? Because there is a list, I guess, they put out of offensive costumes that should be avoided as not to offend people's sensitivities. But my take is that it is Halloween. It's October 31st. This is the purge of sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Today is the purge.
100%.
So you can't be upset by anybody's costume, and because it's the one day of the year that you can do whatever you want and get away
because
with it.
Because when people go, with that costume. So, but a third grader dressing as a pirate, and most pirates, I mean, are rapers and pillagers. And, you know, they're not good people. Most. I'm not going to say all, because who wants to irritate the pirate?
Probably
right
not.
Now. But,
probably not.
You know, so axe murderers and, you know, chainsaws and, you know, Leatherface and all that stuff. It's like, oh, no, that's fine. That's just Halloween. Well, yeah, no, it's just Halloween.
But heaven forbid your kid dress up as Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's Halloween.
Oh, we're sensitive. You're going to somebody's
house. I mean, who's
scarier
than him? That's scary. That's Halloween. I'm scared of him.
Yeah, but you're not going to not give that kid candy in his bag when he's like, I'd like some trick or treat. This is the best Halloween ever.
I will give certain kids candy, and then to him, I'm just going to look at him and go, snap.
Really? You wouldn't give him candy?
Snap.
You bitch.
No,
are you
I'm
kidding me?
I'm just teasing. I might even give him 2 pieces, Frank, because of his parents.
Because of his bear.
Somebody's got to take care of that kid.
Hey, if a kid's got a good impression of Trump, you got to dress him like that. but they say that's on this offensive list. Don't dress as Trump. Don't dress as Netanyahu.
Who's going to know what kid? And who are you supposed to be, little Billy? No, I'm Netanyahu. What? No. And again, it's Halloween. It's the one day we can let... Just go crazy.
Also, they don't dress as Putin. Don't dress as tariffs. How are you supposed to dress as a tariff?
Wow.
And even a Cheeto Man. I'm not sure why that's offensive, and I don't even know who Cheeto Man is. But there's also a few that say that could be dangerous. Don't be wearing these costumes. They're suggesting don't like going out as an ICE agent.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, don't do that. That
why
maybe,
not?
Maybe
it's,
don't
no,
do that.
This is open season. You want to be an ICE agent? Be an ICE agent, or be like a play off an ICE agent where you are
ice cream.
You know,
agent.
Yeah, you're the abominable ice agent,
or you're the nice agent.
You're a snowman. Yeah. I'm an ice agent. You know,
yeah.
You get your, you know,
you're a nice agent. You're like, oh hey, what's up? Where were you born? Cool man. See ya. Snickers,
yeah,
please.
You're just passing out compliments to immigrants.
Yeah.
I'm a nice agent.
Doing a great job, Jose.
Keep up the good work.
Way to go, Miguel.
Well, your hedges look amazing.
I'm a nice agent.
He's taking out waters, the guy standing out in front of Home Depot.
Yeah.
You guys look hot. Want some water? I'm a nice agent. Also, it says that don't dress up as Hitler or Nazis. You went as Hitler as one year, but that we were trying to go for like most offensive costume that year.
I went as Hitler with full blown AIDS. I had lesions. I had everything.
You could be, you can be offensive today. Yeah, screw everybody who's like, no, you can't do that. I don't like your costume. I'm offended. I'm going to call your boss.
So an axe murderer is like dressing up with a bloody axe over your shoulder isn't.
I mean, Johnny.
Offensive?
Look at Johnny right now. How many people are going to be offended by him but who haven't seen Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Some obviously drunk transsexual.
Yeah.
They have
it's not funny.
Yeah, they have no idea that you're like Happy Gilmore, Happy Place.
Does this mean I get to use the ladies' room, by the way?
Oh, try it today.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Not without beard.
There you go. Go on in. Hell yeah. Beard or not. Yeah. Your hormones are
which bathroom therapy. Am I supposed to use?
I identify as a woman today.
What
are you identifying as? Hulk Hogan. He was a man.
But they're going by genitals alone. So I have to go in the ladies' room.
You got
to
go in the ladies' room, yeah.
All right.
Think any ladies would be offended? No.
Go in the ladies' room. I got a vagina.
And you got to go in the men's room, Johnny. You got a penis.
I've seen those bottoms. You can have one.
I get that.
You can probably get away with not having a penis.
I am a vagina. Mm.
The non-political ones they say that are offensive, you might hurt people's feelings. Don't dress as a cop.
That was always like one of the staple go-tos.
As a little kid, too. Yeah.
For the ladies, especially.
You dressed
sexy
as a cop
officers.
When you're in New York's NYPD. You had like the actual
the
uniform from, what was it?
NYPD Blue.
NYPD
Blue. I got
Blue.
It from the actual set. Yeah. Yeah. I did.
But now cops are offensive. Get over yourselves.
Mm.
Don't dress up as Ozempic.
How do you even do that?
I see. Why are people going to get offended? Because they're fat? And you're dressed up as Ozempic.
So what do you get? You get like one of those fat bellies that that they
and
sell,
I walk around with that with one of those pens and just being like, I'm Ozempic. I'm dosing right now.
I figure you just take all the stuffing out and just the front of it just kind of lays down.
Just saggy.
Yeah, just a saggy front.
They also said
also included in this offensive list, dead versions of celebrities.
Oopsie daisy.
Really? Us be offensive? Never.
Oh, they mean dead version of a live celebrity, I guess.
No. There's dead versions dead versions of celebrities?
Yeah. Like how they died kind of version
of
them.
Yeah, like I'm Kurt Cobain and I got a gunshot in my forehead and I'm carrying a, rifle or whatever.
Oh. It's a shotgun, I think.
Or shotgun. Whatever.
Shotgun.
Whatever.
I mean, if you're going to do it,
I mean, I don't know. I probably wouldn't use a shotgun.
Yeah, why not?
Probably.
Totally do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's Halloween. We're all on the same page on that one.
Don't dress as Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, your wife did that last year.
Genitalia. Don't dress as genitalia.
Hi, I'm Jenna. Genitalia.
Come on in. Or a racist caricature of a Mexican person, or anything else related to race. But why would they say specifically a Mexican person?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Just have fun and don't be an a-hole and cross the line. No, there's no line. Yeah, if you want to be upset by the line that I crossed, then that's your problem, not mine.
Mm-hmm. It's Halloween. We get to go crazy today, and then tomorrow will be less crazy.
Or you can just be lame and stick to those top 10 that I already said. Oh, you want to be Spider-Man?
Yeah. I'm a kitty.
Yeah, just so you can walk around and get candy as an adult. You're probably going to experience somebody who comes by your house. I mean, I don't know if... I think my daughter, I don't know if they're going trick-or-treating, but they are doing the whole family costume. They're doing Barney and Betty Rubble and Bam Bam.
Oh, yeah.
But if they do go trick-or-treating, I want to see the parents dressed as well. Like, I do want to see an entire family costume. And your child is too young to even know what the hell Halloween is or what's going on. But if you're going to dress your baby, don't carry your baby up to my door. And then you're not dressed, and you knock on the door, and just using your baby as your Halloween decoy to get a bag.
Because your baby
candy.
Can't have a Snickers yet at 8 months old.
Yeah.
That's what my family's doing. That's what we do. We're going all out Star Wars, because my little nephews are obsessed with Star Wars right now. So we take them trick-or-treating, but we all go all out. I'm being Darth Maul.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to do a whole new fresh set of face paint after this.
Oh, damn, emo.
Did you already have that costume as well at home with all your stuff?
The only thing I had to buy were the horns.
All right.
My high school graduation robe. I've used that so many times for costumes.
Oh, smart.
Were you supposed to give that back? I think that was a rental.
I feel like I never had it.
Think of the late fees you're going to have on that.
Well, it's worth it.
Period, all the years. You owe us $47.
I saved a lot on costumes, so it evens out.
It all evens out.
I wore it for a Twisted Sister last year.
Was it black? It was black.
Yeah.
See, ours were royal blue. Oh. What am I using that for ever? I think I it was like, here, you can have it the day of the graduation. I'll never wear that again.
But the whole family's dressing up. Is there any babies in the family?
Yes, we have the 2-month-old. So she's going to be an Ewok.
Yeah, yeah.
We got my nephew's going to be Darth Vader, and his dad, my brother, is going to be Luke Skywalker. So opposite father.
Okay. Oh, cute. How fun.
If you do have a Star Wars family, the baby could also be like that little, like, it wasn't R2-D2, but that when that ball came out.
BB-8.
BB.
Other trick-or-treaters you might experience tonight. The trick-or-treater who still keeps their bag extended after you put candy in it. That's cute. That one piece you threw in there, but how about a little bit more?
Mm-hmm.
Pointing in the bag.
You got to learn to do it just like you do with the Salvation Army. Like when Johnny created that Salvation Army thing one year where it makes it sound like you drop change in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's attached to your wrist, and you just go, and they say, oh, thank you so much. It sounds like you got to do that for candy.
Yeah, just glue some washers on the bottoms of your candy
make
bars.
It feel heavy. Thump. Yes. Like, oh, my God. Whoa, that was a big one. Thank you, mister.
That was a lot.
Yeah. There's always a workaround.
Uh-huh.
There's also going to be that trick-or-treater who comes to your house, and then as you're, you know, you open the door and you have your bowl of candy, and they're looking over your shoulder, checking out your pad.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
What, are you scoping it out? Are you trying to break in later, Danny Ocean? What are you doing? What are you doing? It doesn't concern you.
Yeah, I'll be taking this candy and that TV.
Yeah.
That you got.
Give me the treat. You get the tricks.
Yeah. Oh, where'd you get that blanket for the couch? I love that.
Oh, that's Bottom Barn.
Think I can have that instead of Snickers?
See, that's adult trick-or-treating. I got to bring something to your house to trade you for as an adult. Like, all right, I got this really beautiful Yankee candle. What could I trade you for? Trick-or-treat. Oh, hang on. I think I have just the thing.
They should do that for the kids with candy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll give you these two Snickers. You give me a full-size Kit Kat. And then that way you start recycling candy,
yeah.
You know, for the next kid.
Right.
Yeah, barter up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Your bowl never empties.
Oh, my God.
It's all just a big trade bowl.
On our Halloween, the bowl never empties.
The bowl runneth over. You ever experienced this trick-or-treater, the one who comes to your door and says, I'm a ghost. And you say, oh, spooky. And then there's that uncomfortable pause, and then you realize they're special. Like, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's a little extra.
Here, you know what? Take four.
Take the washer off his. Let's just throw him two.
Take four.
I'm a ghost! Well, look at you. Yes, you are.
I barely even saw you there.
Scariest little ghost I ever seen.
Instead,
I'm a ghost. Yeah, you just told me that. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you are.
He thinks, but see, now he's trained. Now he thinks every time he says, I'm a ghost, he gets a piece of candy.
Right.
So he just stands there and keeps saying it. Because he thinks, oh, if I say I'm a ghost, they give me candy.
Yeah,
the reward system. I'll try it again. Little Pavlov thing happening.
Durr.
Do you ever have the person who's knocked on your door after you turned your lights off? It's like when the lights are off, that means that
they ran out of candy.
They don't want to participate. Either they're out of candy or they just don't want to participate.
Yeah.
They're just the Scrooges of Halloween.
Or they're on a list and can't.
Oh, that's true. I guess you can't if you are on a certain list.
Yes, it starts with Megan. If you're on Megan's Law.
Yeah, I peed in public once, and I don't like kids.
You're doing it as Hulk Hogan.
I know. It's so
good. Brother, I peed in public once. I don't like kids.
So, I mean, yeah, you got to turn that light off because they can't come to your house.
So, if anything, if you're not on Megan's Law, the website, then you better have some candy and turn your lights on, or we're going to think you are.
That's a great takeaway.
Yeah. It's like, you better run out and get yourself a bag of Kit Kats right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Full size.
You sure aren't planning on participating, Jordan?
I wasn't, yeah.
You better turn that light on.
He's going to the bar.
Oh, he's going out. Well, he's not
going
to be
home. Well, you could say, at the bar, and leave this on the door.
You can leave just a bowl of candy out. And be like, hey, honor system.
It's just an empty bowl outside.
Oh, that'll save you some money. Yeah. Like, take
that's
one.
Good point. Everybody thinks that there was candy in there.
Like, we didn't get here soon enough. The bowl's empty.
But that first kid took them all, son bitch.
Just dumped it right into his bag and went home. He could do one house, dump the bowl, go home. Night over.
Or that kid who shows up and goes, twick a tweet, and you make fun of their speech impediment.
Oh,
don't you guys know do that too?
Well, never mind. I mean,
who are you, Tweety Bird?
Oh, look at you with your stupid tongue.
He'll outgrow it. Relax. They get their R's in there eventually. I don't know.
You get that septum cut on you.
Yeah. No, not septum. This guy under the tongue. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, whatever that is. What is that called? The labrum?
Nope.
I think I'm close.
You always think you're close when you hear the labrum. You're like, I think I'm close. Yeah, you're not.
If my tongue's touching it, it's close to a labrum.
No. What is that thing under the tongue that sometimes it's too short and that get tongue-tied and they need to...
Yeah.
A lingual frenulum.
A frenulum.
No, I wouldn't. I thought frenulum was something.
I thought
else.
That was like
that's
the
front of.
I thought that was the
underneath side of. Maybe an yeah. underneath side of skin.
It is. It's the it's same. The frenulum on the penis as well.
That's why they call this one the lingual.
It's the penile.
Lingual frenulum.
Penile frenulum.
Aha.
I'd like to combine my frenulum with your frenulum.
My lingual frenulum with your penile frenulum. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
They need to meet up.
Mm-hmm.
Shake hands.
Yeah. Rub our thin skins together.
Oh, man. Oh. Halloween is
Halloween!
Here. Go to HeidiAfrank.com, the website. We opened up the VIP today. I guess if there's one step, it's like, oh, you got to become subscribe. Just close that window out and hit the television button tab, and that's like the video, and the webcast will pop up, and you can see all of our costumes mm-hmm. and all of their glory. We got Hulk Hogan here.
That's right, brother.
We got Ace Frehley from Kiss, a spaceman here. We got Michael Madsen here.
Yeah, Mr. Blonde.
David Lynch is here.
Well, hello.
Ozzy Osbourne's here.
Yeah. We're all here.
Amy Fisher's here.
Nope, Angela Stone.
Oh, Angela Stone. Why is it Amy Fisher?
Angie Stone.
And
Virginia Vennett.
Virginia Vennett from Happy Gilmore. Oh, we came to play today, folks. 818-955-2955. You're going to need the number because in the 7 o'clock hour, I have that 740 Sick New World giveaway. I got a pair of tickets to go to the festival in Vegas to see many bands: System of a Down, Korn, AFI, Evanescence, Danny Elfman, Bring Me the Horizon, Marilyn Manson, Cypress Hill, and so many more bands. Giving that away at 7:40 with a chance at the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at Sahara Las Vegas and $150 food and beverage credit. So keep it here. Coming back with the birthdays on Halloween and the history quiz. Variety and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.